we doing this morning? How about you? Yeah, can't complain. It's Monday.
It doesn't do any good to start complaining about Friday.
Yeah, I hear you. Talking with your brother.
Good. It went real good. I'm going to have to get you and Susan up to Victoria Vineyard. We had lunch up there, and it was spectacular.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's cool.
There Wednesday through Sunday.
Big events or anything. We don't have no big planned outages or anything like that. Just everyday stuff, learning a few new things every day. So that's about it, really. Got a couple of meetings, I think, today.
Good. Yeah, last week we went up to Pretty Place and set up there, froze our tails off while we were waiting for the sun to rise. But we had fun.
Once, maybe twice.
I've been up there for 20 years, but when I lived right at the base of Pretty Place Center in River Falls, we used to go quite a bit. And there never really was a bunch of people up there. We pulled up, and that place was full. I thought there was a wedding going on, and I thought we're just going to move into this wedding, see the sunrise. But it wasn't. It's just people coming up to see the sunrise.
We've been there in the morning to see the sun come up. You know, we just took a motorcycle ride up there one day to see it, and that was pretty nice.
Experience you ought to try to do at least once.
Close to it is Easter. This morning?
They hold enough down there without you.
Oh, at Fabricale? Yeah. Oh, man, they're doing terrible.
Part-time, helping out with it.
I told him I would, but the guy that, you know, that took my place, he hasn't called me, although he doesn't know a tenth of the stuff he's supposed to know, and he just keeps passing it off to other people, so I don't know.
Still there, he must have a system that's working for him. Or not working and nobody cares.
I think he's been there like about 30, 35 years. Hey, this morning.
They're talking about having a shift schedule change where he would come in a little later. I don't know. Did you hear about that?
No, I hadn't heard him. I know his truck broke down on him on Friday. He's been having a little bit of an issue with it, or I guess it was maybe on a Monday. I don't remember when it was, but his diesel truck just keeps losing power. Yeah, you know, I didn't hear him say, but it's a Ford. It's a 2006 model.
Yep, that's not the 7.3 power stroke. That's probably a 6 liter.
He was going up 26 to see the snow, and it just kept losing power, and he pulled off, and then it wouldn't crank. And then when they towed it to the shop, they said, well, one of the batteries was completely dead, so they put a new battery on it, and then the next morning it was working fine. He got about halfway to BMW, started doing the same thing. Bad spot.
Got it in the shop now.
Know if he got it back yet or not. I'm doing. I know he had COVID.
But he's already at work this morning.
He'll be glad to get back to work.
Stomach bugs.
I hear you. Yeah, I think he was enjoying that being off a little bit. He was getting a lot of radio time.
I was off 3 weeks with a day in there working. I worked last Monday, but I was actually supposed to be on vacation, but I went in and tried to help catch up with some paperwork.
All that catch-up you did in December.
Yeah, my service manager, his wife had it. He never got it, but he had had some surgery, and so he was out the entire month of December. And so, yeah, it was that. I mean, we had three partners out, and I got one of my partners now. He's having hernia surgery, so he's going to be out for 6 weeks. We still got a, you know, road
tomorrow. She works at the hospital with cancer patients, you know, and they were some of the first to get that COVID vaccine, and that she got it, and then still came down with it. Now her and her husband both got it, but just a mild case like you guys had. Back in just a minute, KN4 TFW.
Well, I'm destinating. I'll catch up with you Wednesday morning. Hopefully, you have a Sunday. 73 to you. Catch up with you later, KK4NXC. I'm going to be clear.
73's, Mike. Have a good one.